So what's your podcast about?
Superheroes.
It's a little geeky, but I think you guys are going to like it.
Try not to be too geeky.
No, I can't promise that.
Should we begin?
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's the Geek and You Shall Find podcast. And now, your hosts, Kelsey Dickerson, Brad Fay, Kate Fay, and Noah Berlin.
Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to another episode of Geek and You Shall Find, the podcast. You guys, we are so excited. House of the Dragon not dropped just one trailer, but two. And this is our live reaction to it. So let's go ahead and watch the Black Faction first. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
For the one true king, Aegon! Woo!
Many weeks ago, my lord husband was alive, and the realm was at peace. On his deathbed, he knew the realm would never accept a queen. Rhaenyra's supporters will believe what they wish, but Viserys wanted Aegon to succeed him.
They wish now not for the good of the realm, but for the satisfaction of vengeance.
Not against the king, and I will pay it back 100 times over.
I'm as fearsome as any of them.
You have no idea the sacrifices that were made to put you on that throne.
My uncle is a challenge I welcome, if he dares face me.
We will prevail and bring forth peace. But you must accept that the path to victory now is one of violence.
Good. To war, then.
All my life, I've endeavored to serve both my house and the realm. And somehow none of it matters.
Hold to your courage for the one true king, Aegon!
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I accidentally said it was going to be the Black Faction, but it was the Green. So apologies there. Did a little mix up. If you caught it, then you guys are already way ahead of us. You guys, I cannot wait to get your reactions. I had chills watching that, and that's not even my favorite house.
Seriously. Listen, I feel like it was put together. That trailer was put together by that house, trying to get like PR them, spin it all, make them look good, right?
Yeah, the like a hype up video. King.
Yeah, but it was like, and like making them look like they're in the right. They weren't like, oh shit, you killed that little boy that's gonna fuck everything up for us.
Yeah, they just glossed over that.
No big deal. No big deal. Oh,
it was lie after lie after lie. It was super propaganda, but you know what? I cannot wait. And also, okay, I hate Aegon. Like, seeing his face just makes me very upset. But he's like, to war then. And it's like, that is such a perfect villain. I cannot wait for him to actually be in true power. I cannot wait. And then, yeah, the fact that they just glossed over, like, yeah, the whole reason that we're fighting like this actually is because, yeah, we killed your son. Sorry.
I think there was kind of like some editing going on. I don't know if Otto's really saying that to Aegon about you're going to have to choose a path of violence, because I think Otto knows with him it's obvious, and they didn't show the two of them talking. So I was trying to figure out, I was like, was he really talking to Alicent? But I'm like, she's already kind of let it know. Like, they've already kind of stretched that storyline out of, like, you got to do what's necessary. And she was kind of on the fence the whole time. But I don't know. I think something's going on there.
Yeah, she's not on the fence anymore, man. It's
no, right. Exactly. That's why I was like, I hope they don't drag this out. I was hoping he wasn't talking to her. Like, hey, we're going to. I'm like, they kind of already did that last season.
All right, you guys, and we have our own little addition. You know, we're watching the trailer right now. We're going to watch the second one really quick. We're just getting first reacts. But we have to say, for anyone who is familiar with the Superhero Faces team, I'm Kelsey. We have Noah, Brad. Make sure to go watch Geeking. You Shall Find the documentary on most streaming platforms. But we have to introduce, well, you know Kate as well, but we have to introduce Baby Parker, the newest edition of Superhero Faces. Look at that onesie. Hold on. We got to show off the onesie.
Game of toys.
She's so proud of herself. She is absolutely going to be Oh my gosh, a great addition to being able to watch House of the Dragon. I cannot wait for this. It's coming out in June, which is right around my birthday, which is super exciting. I just couldn't help before we watch the second one, and then we'll be able to kind of talk more seeing both of them and compare. But I couldn't help when Allison was like, you know how many sacrifices were made? I couldn't help but think of the foot.
You have no idea what your mom had to do.
No, like, I totally didn't even think of that.
It's like in Forrest Gump where he's like, yeah, your mama sure wants you to have an education, or like, oh my gosh. Okay. Honestly, you guys, I had chills just watching that. So let's get right into it really quick. And then we're going to do a deeper dive into both of them. Let's actually watch the trailer for The Black Family. Let's see it.
We fight for our queen!
My father chose me, his firstborn child, to succeed him. He held to his decision until death. And yet, Alicent's son sits my throne. I mean to fight this war and win it.
The realm will soon tear itself apart. Men do not remember the oath sworn to King Viserys and to his rightful heir.
The Hightowls are marching. You must crush this beast at its head.
Our terms are very simple. Renounce the false king and bend the knee to the queen, or your house burns.
When the desire to kill and burn takes hold and reason is forgotten, you will not even remember what began the war in the first place.
We fight for our queen!
Fear what I've begun.
Oh my god, yes!
Oh, I'm ready.
Daddy Damon is back!
Kate, all I had in my head was Daddy Damon. That's all Daddy Damon.
That's all I care about. No, I'm just kidding.
He's like, you bend the knee to the true queen or your house burns.
He's just so much more badass than anyone else. I'm like, you got the eye patch. I don't even remember his name.
Aemond?
You mean the 50-year-old teenager?
Aemond is fucking hardcore.
Like, he's just not nearly, like, no one is cooler than Damon. They've got the Valerians. They got, like, how do you not root for the black team? Like, the black
is
team.
Is there anyone out there that is on Allison's team? Like, really? I feel like everyone is, like, I'm a Rhaenyra stan.
You talking honestly, about, like, the fans? Or are you talking
yeah,
about,
yeah, I think like, the like, fans?
I think they're, like, the Stark, where, like, everyone, like, you can't yeah. hate them, but you have people that are, like, love the Lannister family. I mean, they have, like, they had Tyrion. I think that show does a good job of like making it where it's not so one-sided. And you're like, damn, I kind of like this person. That's what makes that show so good, is like you're not all the way rooting for one person.
Well, do you
yeah,
think?
But no, I
think
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, a lot of it, I think, is because when they start in their kids, like for the first half of season one, like Rhaenyra basically is the main character. And so you kind of side with her and you see more of her ambitions and all that stuff, you know, from the get-go. Do you think that the showrunners and everything, they mean for it to be so one-sided? Like, do you think they think that the fans are going to be torn? Parker, what? You were making some good points.
Parker,
what do you think?
I think it's interesting, too. You got to keep in mind, we as an audience know stuff that they're not privy to. Like, we know what the King's last wish really was. Like, so we as an audience have certain information that we're like, well, they're right. Like, this is what he wanted and this is what should happen. But not everyone on the show knows all that information. Some might and are just disregarding it or convincing themselves otherwise. But so that factors in too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too, Brad, is that Game of Thrones did such a wonderful job. You're right. Like, you know, you could have absolutely terrible characters, but you see a lot more of like, you know, the interactions and like, you know, there's just a lot more arc to them. that is more ambiguous, I think, that you can take for what you want, and you see how it plays in, especially, you know, such intricate storytelling. We talk about this in previous episodes of Geek You Shall Find, the podcast, where I think House of the Dragon spoon feeds the audience a lot more than what Game of Thrones does. So you're right. We're absolutely privy to information that in Game of Thrones, we wouldn't normally be. Maybe we wouldn't ever see, you know, his last words, but we do see it here, and we see the blatant lies. And I'm not sure. I think maybe they're going to play into it more this season, of like, you know, showing that there's like, you know, both sides to the story. Like, you know, he's like the heir because he's the first like son, like, you know, the first like man that is like in line or whatever. And then she's like, well, like this was his dying wish and blah, blah, blah. But I just can't really imagine being on Team Green. Like, I just can't. So actually, I would love if anyone's listening to this and you're Team Green, like comment, email, like we want to see your perspective.
Tell us your reasons. I don't get it.
They got foot fetishes, girl. They're like, Rhaenyra, show those feet. And she hasn't.
I like Aemon, man. Aemon is like kind of like my, like Game of Thrones, like no one knows. Like Arya, like I just picked right from the get. I'm like, that's my character. I'm going to ride with them until like the very end. And she made it. She survived the whole show. She never disappointed me too much. And Aemon's kind of been like that character. So it's kind of like, he's like my like Tyrion. We're like, people didn't like the Lannisters, but they're like Tyrion. Like, you know what I mean? But like,
how can you, he literally is the one that went and killed.
It was an Rhaenyra's that was son. An accident.
They I were, don't believe that for a second.
They were horse playing around and things in a hand. I don't think
he out was. Of all of them, he's the worst one, Brad, which makes no. sense for you.
Is there Otto's the worst one.
No.
Or the king is the worst one. No.
He is trying to fight Daemon. Like, he thinks he's like cooler than Daemon.
He has one eye. Dude, he was being a little punk in the last one. Ultimately, makes me want to rewatch season one real bad. I really need to rewatch and get everything together. Was there one thing that you saw in either of the two trailers that got you the most excited? Because I got one.
Well, let's hear yours first while we mull it over.
Okay, so it was a very quick shot in the second one. I don't even remember what they were saying when they were VOing it, but they were at the wall.
Yeah.
It's the Stark family that are there. So we're definitely going to meet some Stark people in this season. And I don't know who they're, I mean, they were in the Team Black trailer. So I'm assuming maybe they'll be siding with Rhaenyra. I have no idea, but we'll see the wall for sure. And we'll see some Starks for sure. And that makes me very excited.
How long do giants live? Do you think we might get some 1-1 action? Like, maybe giants live for hundreds of years or something, where like 1-1 is up there chilling or something. Like,
RIP the sweet prince 1-1.
I know. I was going to say that was going to make his death so much sadder. Like, Red is already really sad.
You see him coming home to his family every day after like a long trip.
He's like tutoring the children. He's like being a stand-up.
Like, his 10 feet tall children. Oh my gosh.
Who do you think is going to die this season?
Man.
Otto.
Okay, he can die. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to say it. Big,
right? Mm-hmm. Like, they always do, like, some main characters.
Yeah, I think the Valyrians are gone. Like, they're out of here.
Mm-hmm. Well, do we know how long's the show overall? No, have they said? Is it like 3 seasons and we're done?
I thought it's like only 3 or 4. I think
right.
It's like...
So I think that plays a difference too. Like Game of Thrones, they weren't really sure how long they were. It was like a big, like, I don't want to say risk, but a bigger deal if you killed someone off in Game of Thrones, because we all didn't know how long that show was going to go. We're like, damn, they killed off that person. I thought they'd be on it forever. This was like, if it's only 3 seasons, you know, you're like, okay, I could see them doing without this character for 1 year.
You know,
like,
what I'll say? The king, Aegon, right? Was that his name? I'm saying he's gone. End of the season.
But he's got to have an heir as well, because Aegon, the one that goes mad, is also an Aegon, right? The one that goes mad? Or does it not really work that way, where it's like, okay, they can just name him whatever.
You name him whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we know necessarily which one is like which 100%.
Okay. I thought what was really interesting is that you hear Rhaenyra like kind of doubting herself. She's like, what have I started?
Yeah.
Which you don't really see a lot of that in the first season. You know, she's very like steadfast of like, this is my right, blah, blah, blah. I think obviously once she has such a personal, you know, this hits so close to home with her son dying, maybe that's a little thing, but we don't see that on Allison's side in the trailer, really. Like, it's almost like she's like doubling down. To me, that's what it seemed like. I would have to watch it again.
I think you're right. I think all of them are all in on that side.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to be, like, when you're living a lie, right? Like, you have to believe the lie, especially one so great and when there's so much at risk. But I think it's going to be really interesting as far as deaths. I think we're going to see a lot of dragon deaths, which is very sad. Because I think I saw there's going to be a lot more dragons in this season, I think, if I saw that right. But I mean, overall, do you guys have any other last reactions? I know Parker has a lot to say right now as well.
She's not happy about the dragon dust.
I'm not happy at all. I agree. Do you guys have any last minute thoughts? Anything that you're excited for this upcoming season? Noah, you said that you're going to be rewatching season one. We're going to have to see if there's any Easter eggs maybe that pop up in season two or anything that you noticed after rewatching.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, ultimately, there's just too much that I don't remember. And I just want to, like, this brought me back. It's been a while. I feel like, you know, when it ended season one, and it's like, oh, it's not coming for another year and a half. And it's always kind of like, ugh. But now that, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel is there, June is coming sooner than later. And so I want to make sure that I remember all the little things and go back and probably revisit the trailers as well. But I'm really excited. I'm back in.
Anything you guys didn't get to see in the trailer that you were like, damn, I was really hoping they would show this or that?
I was surprised there wasn't any real acknowledgement, and I could be wrong. I don't think there was any acknowledgement of the death that, like, sparked the war in the finale or whatever of season one. I was just there, neither side acknowledged it.
I'm guessing there's probably going to be another, like, overall trailer too, not just these two trailers. There's probably going to be another one closer to it that's probably going to be more encapsulating, I would guess.
Yeah, good point.
I'm picturing season two starting with, man, this sounds really messed up, but like something of like a fisherman out at sea and like getting a piece, because like, I don't know how that information is going to get back to them yet. Like, someone to find, and still know, unless Amon like admits to it, there's still nothing to know, like, for anyone to find out what happened. Like, there's no eyewitness account. So like, Amon's the only one who knows what really happened.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I could totally see the opening scene being like, you're like, you're saying fisherman, and all of a sudden a freaking dragon's head and
like
whatever splashes there
comes rolling up, and then even then it's going to be I mean, they might blame it on who's the family that lived there, like where they went to go speak with them.
It's
been so long. It's in
Stormlands, like the family.
The Baratheons.
Well, they know, like, the Baratheons might have been, because he was going to see the Baratheons. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. They didn't even know yet that Aemon was going to be there. Yeah, he didn't know until he showed up. So there's still, like, a lot that they could do with that. Or they might just gloss it over and be like, yeah, this is what happened. Boom, let's move on.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I thought season one ended with Rhaenyra finding out.
You're right.
I think it's gonna go. Yeah. So you think it's gonna kind of go back a little bit, and then show how
they showed her finding out.
Yeah, that's why, because I think it ends with her like Damon tells her she's
pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we still don't know what he told her or what they know. So maybe it could still start that way of how did they get this information? Like, how did they find out, and what exactly do they know/think of what happened?
Yeah.
That will be interesting.
Ultimately, if any of you are listening to this, watching this, saw the trailer and are excited about it like us, think that you might want to go and rewatch season one. Don't forget that we did do recap episodes for every one of the episodes of season one. You can find that on any podcasting platform or on YouTube as well.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Kate, did you have any last minute thoughts before we wrap up here?
No, just so excited. I cannot wait for this season. I can't wait to have my like Sunday nights be like so excited to get
HBO Sundays. I know.
Yeah.
HBO Sundays are back, baby. Here we go. Like Noah mentioned, make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast streaming platform, and make sure to head to geekandyoushallfind.com to learn where you can watch our documentary, as well as superherofaces.com to learn all about the team and get on the superhero train. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you right here next time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Geek and You Shall Find podcast, powered by Superhero Faces. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Superhero Faces, and on Instagram at Superhero_Faces.